Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, collecting contributions for 10 local food banks during a fall food drive through the end of this month. Donations will be used to purchase bulk foods. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com/events.
Stein, I know that listeners are probably getting sick and tired of hearing you talk about garlic. So instead today, I thought I would talk about garlic.
I think it'll make a nice change.
I was looking at Facebook the other night, don't hold it against me, and I saw this video of Martha Stewart doing this Swift trick where she takes a whole thing of garlic and peels it in a really interesting fashion. So I brought the accoutrement today, Stein, to show you exactly how this is done.
All right? I already know how it's done. But
no, how is it done?
Well, just use a flat of a knife and give it a little whack.
Okay, and what if you were making that famous 40 cloves of garlic dish?
Just whack it a little bit more gently, and the clove will remain intact.
All right, whatever you say. So in the meantime, here's what Martha did. She took two small metal bowls, which I happen to have had, you know, the kind that you would mix vinaigrette in or something.
Right.
I have two perfectly sized bowls.
And Nancy has them right here in the Crystal Palace Food for Thought Studios.
And I take a whole thing of garlic. You're looking at it right here, right?
Whole head.
It's, you know, all in its paper. And then, okay, here's the noisy part. Get ready, because it makes a racket.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me see if I can describe this. Imagine a stainless steel bowl, right side up, with a whole head of garlic in it. Nancy then took another stainless steel bowl of the same size and inverted it like a cover over the top of the first bowl. She is now clutching this in both hands and looking
to
very...
To her bosom.
To her bosom, looking very determined. All right, Nancy.
So then you take it and you go like this.
Wow.
Okay.
I didn't know about that one. That is great. Well, inside, there's a lot of garlic paper, and it looks like a bunch of peeled garlic cloves that are intact.
That's absolutely correct. I saw her do this, and I thought, is this a joke? Because for years, you know, I did your trick, obviously. You take the flat end of a big knife. I have one of those little rubber tubes that you put them in, and you roll it around. But I never saw anything like this.
This is really great. I'd say it only got about 60% of the cloves, though.
Well, then, you know,
you
I didn't bang
it
long enough, obviously.
Okay.
But
this
the
is...
other thing, I and it really smells. In fact, when I did this in the house, Mac's still complaining because 24 hours later, he was still smelling the garlic, right?
And well, you've got to stop to smell the garlic.
Indeed you do. And also, if you use, I know you grow your own garlic famously, so if you use good, fresh garlic that's really tight-headed, you may consider just lopping the top of the whole bulb off just a little bit before you start doing the shake.
Well, this is really a terrific idea, and it just adds one more element to my many fantasies about Martha Stewart, and I thank you very much for doing this.
So what's for dinner, Stein? Garlic and...
Garlic. Okay, eaters, wasn't that a cool maneuver? I think it beats all those silly garlic gizmos. I put a link to the Martha Stewart video Nancy got this great idea from right on the Food for Thought page at kplu.org. Take a look, and then share some of your own favorite kitchen tricks with your fellow Food for Thoughters. With Seattle Times child scribe Nancy Shake It Up Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.